Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from those aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Will Barton, 11-year NBA veteran, Rob. He was in your classes for the broadcasting with the players?
Yes, at USC. And Chris, he's pretty darn good too. I was impressed. He was one of our bright students at the Broadcasters U boot camp.
11-year veteran, and he's still playing. He's still, you know, he's a nice player. Best day is probably behind him, but has had a nice career. And of course, played with the Denver Nuggets recently with Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, that's why it's great to get him on, right, to talk.
It'd be good to talk to him about that. But, Rob, we got to go back to this Pat Beverly podcast.
Yes.
Because they let go of some whoppers in this. And the one that, I mean, you think it was bad saying that Karl Anthony Towns was the best big man in the league? Wait till you get a load of this.
You said, like, it was a reason the Denver Nuggets won a championship.
I just played them in the playoffs, bro. They was telling us our plays. They were like, all right, yo, they weren't even talking.
Right
to an area, and the person was just randomly right there. I'm like, how is this possible? But they also, what's one of the things that, like, you see, it was more special what we did in Minnesota because we had like a month. And then we had training camp, and it was like, you better figure it all out right now. Yeah. And we really figured it out quick.
Yeah.
Think about it. They had what? Jokic
three,
been in the league
4 years.
If you think about it, 4 years, we got it done in 4 months.
Got what done? What? Did I miss the Minnesota Timberwolves championship, Rob? Did I miss that one? What? You got to the playoffs. For those that don't know, it's all over the place, so you might know. Patrick Beverly is saying, or did say, that the Timberwolves run last year to the first round of the playoffs where they were beaten in six games by the Minnesota Timberwolves was more impressive than the Denver Nuggets winning the championship this year. That's what he said. Rob, what's going on?
Well, let me tell you what's going on, Chris. And enough is enough of the new media and these darn athletes who now all of a sudden think they're broadcasters or whatever. You know what they're doing, Chris? This is a damn hobby. You guys, the sports fans, turn these guys off. Stop listening to this nonsense. Because that's all it is. It's just friends in a room. If you want to hear friends talk to each other, Chris, pick up the damn phone and call your buddy. That's all this is. Do you want a professional who's going to give you some insight, give you some information, or do you want guys to rub each other's back for the next hour, Chris? Because that's what this is. What lunacy. There's nobody in the room. I wish a dog would have jumped up on the table.
I think Carl Anthony Towns was thinking, huh? What the?
What I is mean, Rob, this?
Did Carl Anthony, I know he didn't push back. I think ultimately he was like, yeah. Come on.
Chris.
Is he? Come on.
We can't. I can't do this anymore. I get it. They're bored. They have nothing to do. And they bought microphones and they have headphones. And they're in their basement because they got so much space down there with nothing else in there. But stop. Step away from the microphone, you players. Stop polluting the airways. Stop it. Stop doing this to people. Nobody wants to hear your jibber jabber. Nobody wants to hear you guys massage each other and tell each other how great you are. Can I turn a podcast off? Is there an off button to this? Stop it already. My skin crawls every time I hear a former player step to a microphone and interview another player as if they're breaking down something or telling me something I don't know. It is the most Captain Obvious shows. They never push back. Can you push somebody down? There was probably a dog in the room that wanted to jump up, Chris, and bite the microphone to try to malfunction it.
And look, I'm not going that far. I think some of these are good. I think Draymond's podcast has great moments. I think KG has had, you know, look, all the smoke with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, like, some of these guys, they do good stuff. But what they don't do, Rob, this to me is just above, beyond the pale. I mean, and again, if you want to say it, because I'm told the podcast was entertaining, I'm actually going to listen to it. But this is nonsense. At least have some like semblance of reality. First, you tell me Carl Anthony Towns is the best big man in the league. Then you tell me what you guys did last year by simply making the playoffs and getting bounced in six by a Memphis Grizzlies team that didn't win anything is more impressive than Denver beating you, Minnesota. And then they beat Phoenix, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker. And then LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And then the Miami Heat. That this was more impressive? They won 16 of 20 games. And you give me this nonsense. I mean, sir, look, I'm not like Rob. Rob don't want to hear y'all. I think what you're doing is okay, but don't come with this. Because, Rob, we've seen it. You know, we players, and I'm sure you've told them this, I've told players this. When you get on the mic, radio, podcast, TV, whatever, you have to say what you feel is the truth. And I guess he thinks it's the truth. It's just nonsense. But you can't be afraid to be critical of players, coaches, ex-teammates, whatever it may be. You have to call it like it is. All right, but this is just absolute gibberish, okay? And what happens, Rob, is we've seen it before. I won't name names, But when you make statements that have no basis in reality, oh, for a minute, people are like, wow, oh, he says what he means. But after a while, it gets old. And I don't mean a long while, Rob. Have you seen it? So then people start to look at you as just a loose cannon. I can't trust him for even a little bit of real analysis.
Right. You lose your credibility. You lose your credibility, Chris. You go, what? Does this guy know basketball?
Right.
I know he played, but does he know anything?
We've seen it, Rob. How some guys have kind of lost their credibility.
Big time. Big
time.
Because
they was just saying any old thing. I was better than Jordan. I mean, he was all right, but I was, you know, I mean,
right.
Scottie Pippen. Is anybody trying to hear from Scottie?
Nobody wants to hear basketball analysis from Scottie Pippen.
No.
Zero. Nobody. You can't. All right? Paul Pierce, no matter what LeBron did, Chris, Paul Pierce had nothing for him.
Right.
All right? Now, I got it.
Y'all had a rivalry, but the LeBron dropped 50.
Right, and he's like, well, what was that? Better. Yeah, you know, I could play better than that in a wheelchair, soiled. You know
what I mean? Look, do yourselves a favor. I mean, Pat Bev, come on, man, really? How? How was what you did? Karl Anthony Towns supposed to be all that. Hold on. He's the best big man in the league, according to you. He had Anthony Edwards. He had you. And just getting to the playoffs and getting blasted in one round is more impressive than a team winning a championship?
Makes no sense.
Makes. I mean, and here's the other thing, Rob. For some of you that think, oh, y'all just picking on Pat Bev. That's what he think. How do you think that? You're not the only team to come together quickly. The Lakers, they just remade their whole role-playing roster outside of the two stars at the trade deadline. I mean, and they got to the conference finals. I mean, we could name several. Miami had a bunch of undrafted players. Duncan Robinson wasn't playing during the year.
100%.
They lost their third leading scorer, Tyler Hero, a 20-point scorer, and they made a run to the finals. I mean, what are we talking about? The Phoenix Suns played 8 games together. 8 games with Kevin Durant, and they made it to the second round, and they beat Denver more than any other team in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
That's why I'm saying to you, Chris, enough with the noise. Stop. It's like a hobby. It's a hobby for these guys. Just, you know what? If these guys, Chris, want to pick up the phone and just have a conversation with each other, that's fine. But to act as if you're giving people...
Go on IG Live.
Yeah,
right.
you're giving people some insight on something that's going on or breaking down basketball, and you're sitting there just saying whatever because that person's on the air with you, Chris. What is the purpose of that? It's lunacy. Stop. I'm serious. Guys,
Rob,
stop it, fans. Sports fans, don't do that to yourself just because, oh, Pat Beverly has Kat on. Oh, let me hear this. Oh, I can't wait to hear what Kat has to say. And Pat Beverly's a basketball player. He's not an interviewer. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but I'm telling you, It's a waste of time on some of these podcasts, Chris. And I get it. There's some that are good, but most of them are bad. Most are bad, and they have very little value because when you interview your friends and you rub oil on their back, and that's the interview, it's not going to be a good interview.
I mean, Rob, and I'm going to keep it real. Patrick Beverly. He may have already, he's starting to sully his chances. But Patrick Beverly could have a future in this business because he's not afraid. He's outspoken. You have to respect what he did as a player. I mean, he's not a great player, but you have to respect his, you know, his hustle, his heart, all that. But, and Rob, remember he went on there, but when you rip CP3 to shreds is if you're as good as him or better. And then when you talk the next day about your boy, James Harden.
Right.
And you got nothing to say, right? You clam up as far as being real, keeping it real. And now you're going to come out and you do this and you make several statements that have no basis in reality. As good, as outspoken as you are and all that, people are going to be like, but we can't. I mean, nobody's going to believe. Like, it's just too far. It's too far gone. And so I would say to Pat Bev, I mean, again, I think he could have a future. But you have to, like, be in reality.
But, Chris, you know this
too. Be realistic.
There are a lot of guys they put on. And a lot of guys, they go through a ton of ex-players. Because a lot of the guys can't cut it, Chris. They can't. Because they're in bed. They're compromised. Oh, I can't say anything about him. He went to my college. Oh, I can't rip this guy because we have the same agent. Or I can't rip this guy. We're in the same fraternity. I'm dead serious, Chris. They're compromised. And that's why they run through a lot of people.
Yep. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. I mean, we talked about several things. The new media, I mean, Pat Bev's claim that what they did was more impressive than what the Nuggets just, I mean, look, open phone lines, the new media, Pat Bev's claim, whatever you want to get into related to this topic, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is wonderful. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. There's nonsense on the airwaves. Your turn to weigh in. 877-99-45.
Once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Can y'all hear Rob? Because I can't hear you. I can't hear Rob.
What you mean you can't hear me?
Okay.
Oh.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. All right, let's do it. Let's start with Adrian in Riverside. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adrian?
What's up, gentlemen? Thank you for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hey, Rob, I'm with you, man. Leave it to the professionals. I'm tired of this barbershop thing with, like, LeBron, where he gives a take and eight other people are on board.
And they all agree.
Not one person disagrees.
Right. What show is that? What barber? Chris, we've talked about this before.
What barbershop
have you been in? You can wear a navy blue shirt into a barbershop, and four people will say it's black.
Exactly. And that is the beauty of this show, and I live for the moments when you guys are not on the same page, because it gives me different perspectives on that topic.
That's why we're the Odd Couple.
Right.
No, that's real. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. That's a good call.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I can't get down with this new media. For me, it's more a version of reality TV. To Rob's point, where are the piercing questions? Where is the new information? Where is holding, you know, the individual on the spot and getting different context on some of these key points? This is journalism. This is taking something and adding something new to the conversation.
Yeah, they're not doing journalism.
No, it's not journalism at all.
It's entertainment, if you want to call it that. It's not journalism.
But it's frustrating.
Why couldn't Carl Anthony Towns just be like, hold up, Bev? I mean, look, we had a good run, but come on. I mean, why couldn't you do it? I refuse to believe Carl Anthony Towns actually believes that what they did was
their run was better than a championship. It's comical.
God.
Let's go to Corey. Corey in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Corey?
What's up, Rob Parkey, Chris Bashar? I don't know what Patrick Beverly got going on, but I can't take him serious. This is the same guy who was celebrating a play-in win like he won a championship.
Right. Now, he ran around like he did. You're right. Like he thought he did what Denver did.
Right. I mean, I can't. Anything that comes out of his mouth, I can't even take it serious. So, I think he just say stuff to go viral and just to get, like, clicks and likes. So, you know, it just go in one ear and out the other with me.
Well,
so,
and that's what we're talking about. That'll get old, man. Really. I mean, you can say provocative stuff, but it has to have some basis in reality.
Exactly.
I mean, how are we going to take you seriously when you actually said getting to the first round of the playoffs was more impressive than a team just winning the first championship in franchise history?
Exactly.
Why do I want to hear you talk any other basketball stuff?
Right. Everything else goes out the window. Thanks for the call. Is that Mark in Sacramento? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Sean in Sacramento. Sean, what you got, buddy?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Welcome back to the best follow on Twitter, Rob Parker, MLB bro. Get on that, man.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Oh, You know, we glad that you back on Twitter, because my other uncle sitting, I'm sitting over there in Jersey, don't never respond to nobody, never take the bait, don't ever retweet nothing.
No, because he's ordered the people who run his Twitter not to do anything, so that's why.
And hey, y'all,
Rob's climbing. He's got 165.
Is that where I'm at now?
Hey, Rob, that's what happens when I retweet you, baby. Get them numbers up real quick.
But yes.
In terms of this, man, come on, man. Look, we don't pay to watch guys hug. We pay to watch guys box.
Right.
These friendly, super, they're getting these exclusive interviews, but they're asking absolutely nothing. Draymond, why don't you get KD on your podcast? Let's talk about the incident a couple years ago.
Right.
LeBron, why don't we get some of these guys that were saying you're not the number one in the NBA on Barbershop and ask them why you're not the top rank in their opinion? All these little fluff pieces, I get it. It's fun to watch. It's not substantial. It's not going to last a long time. Guys like you and Rob have been doing this for how many years? And y'all did it not trying to get along with everybody, putting out real facts out there and not just following everybody's coattails.
No doubt. I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting people on, Chris, but how many times, Rob G will attest to it, how many times have we turned down somebody, Chris, when they say they don't want us to ask about something?
Right.
We turn them down.
Right. You could say no comment.
Right, but you can't tell us what questions to ask you. If you want to,
absolutely.
We're asking you to do a radio show. What part don't you get?
Right. All right, Rob, speaking of the new media, Will Barton's up next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is an 11-year NBA veteran, has had a very nice career, and now eventually he wants to move into broadcasting. We want to welcome in Will Barton. Will, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up, Will?
Chris, Rob, what's up, fellas?
Hey. And let's for
people. Yeah, I'm going to let Rob start. Yeah, he got a bone to pick.
You already know, but let's say this first. Will Barton came to the NBA Players Association NBA broadcast boot camp at USC that I took part in as being an instructor. And I want to say Will did very well, had something to say, and wasn't just glad-handing all the players. And Chris was afraid to tackle the issues and deal with the players. So that's why
Keep
I think Will does have a chance to do something in this business if he continues on that path. So, Will, it's great to have you on the show. You did so well at the broadcast boot camp. And is this something, let's start first, that you really want to get into once you're done playing?
Yeah, I'm definitely, man, thinking about it. I got a real passion for the game. I always thought that basketball would carry me through my whole life, whether it was playing, talking about it, coaching, training. I just know that, basketball is my calling. So no matter what, it'll always be a part of my life and be a driving force and whatever job I have. I did the MBPA program, the Broadcasting U program, had a great time. Got to meet greats like you, Rob, and get mentored by you. And, I just love talking the game. It just reminds me of being around my friends and us having debates. And now, it's a chance to just do it on a bigger stage at a higher level.
Well, and I want to ask you, obviously, about your time in Denver with Nikola and Jamal Murray and all that. But first, Rob and I just got done talking about Patrick Beverley and Karl Anthony Towns did a podcast, and they said that what they did in last year, just getting to the playoffs
in the first round where they lost
to Memphis, was more impressive than Denver just winning the championship. And we're just like, look, you can have your own opinion, but that is so far from reality that's you're going to lose credibility.
Right, you damage like yourself.
What do you think? Can it be more impressive that a team got to the first round than a team that went through LeBron and AD and Booker and KD and won a championship?
Listen, man, I don't even know why y'all asked me that. Y'all shouldn't even have took that serious. They shouldn't even have said that. I mean, I don't even care who the Nuggets went through. It doesn't matter about the players or the teams they went through. They won a championship. That's more impressive than anything else. I don't care the amount of time you put a team together and they made it to the playoffs and lost in the first round. That sounds crazy, man. Like, come on, man. We're competitors. We shouldn't even be saying things like that, man.
That's what I mean. Right. That stuff is crazy. Let's say this. The Joker, you played there in Denver with him. Did you know how good he was when you were there? Or did you know this guy would have won two MVPs, a second place on a third one, and then win a championship? When did you know he was that good?
Yeah, I knew. I knew. I always was a big fan of Jokic from day one, and I just seen the progression. Every year he was just getting better and better. And I remember after his first All-Star appearance, I was like, man, this guy has a chance to be one of the best players in the NBA. And surely enough, he just kept growing. And I remember the season before he won the MVP, I was telling him, like, man, you can win MVP, you're that good. And he wound up doing it. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of his, a huge supporter. If you go back and, you know, do your homework and check on the things I've always said about him. I'm the one who gave him the nickname Big Honey. I gave him that nickname.
Is that right? Big Honey?
Yeah. Yeah, listen.
Now, what was your what was your motive? Like, what was your impetus to call him that?
Because I had a coach when I was playing youth basketball in B-more, and anytime he had a big man that would score or do anything guard, like, he would always call him Big Honey. So when I got to play with Yoke and I seen all his skills where he could dribble and pass and shoot, had post moves, I just was like, yeah, this is the real definition of Big Honey. So I just started calling him that.
All right, now you were there with the Nuggets.
Coach Troy Franklin. So if he hear this, Coach Troy Franklin, he was the first person I ever heard say that when I was a kid. And stuff.
I like that. That's good. That's good. Now you were there with the Nuggets, actually averaged 15 points a game that year when y'all were in the bubble. And you got to the conference finals. You beat the Clippers, you know, with Kawhi and Paul George, and then lost to the Lakers in the conference finals. But if – let me ask you, because Jamal Murray, we know, missed, like, the next year and a half. Do you think – there are some that think if Jamal had not gotten hurt, that you guys may have already won the championship, you know, before they won it this year. Do you think that's the case?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We thought we had a real shot at it at the bubble, made it to the Western Conference Finals, but I went down, and Gary was kind of hurt. So me and Gary both played major minutes, played huge roles on that team, so
yep.
It was tough. And then Jamal comes back. We make the trade for Aaron Gordon. Now we really thinking we're championship contenders. And even if you look at the small sample size when we first made the trade, we had, like, the best record in the NBA. Our net rating on offense and defense was super high. I think we were, like, we had a crazy record, man. I forget. I think we were, like, something like 12-3, 15-3, something like that when we first made the trade. And then as we're clicking, Jamal tears his ACL, and it kind of put a damp in our plans. We come back the next year, Jamal sits out the whole year because he's recovering, and you know, it kind of messed the plans up. But I definitely feel like if Jamal was healthy those last 2 years I was there, I definitely felt like we were going to win one of those championships for sure.
Chris and I have talked about this. As much as everybody wants to take threes and this league, look at the teams and look at the big guys who have won championships, right? Like Jokic. What do we say, Chris? Anthony Davis. Who else am I missing?
Giannis. Denver didn't shoot a ton of threes.
They only made five threes in the closeout game. Five threes. So the point I'm asking you, Will, is the three ball is big, but you can win a championship without knocking down a million threes.
Yeah, you just the first key to it is defense. Obviously, man, you can't win a championship without being a great defensive team. And then after that, on offense, I think you just have to play to your personnel and to the guys you have on your team. You can't – I mean, everyone is not going to be the Warriors, man. I think it's just a copycat league.
Right.
And, once everyone saw the Warriors' success, they wanted to mimic that. But you got to still understand, man, that, they have two of the best shooters to ever live. I mean, Steph is undeniably number one. You could make a case Klay's top five, top three. And then when they added KD, I mean, that's three of maybe the top 10 greatest shooters we ever seen in the NBA. So, I mean, it sounds easy, but that's going to be tough to mimic, man.
Right.
But yeah, I think it starts with defense, and after you get that down pack, now you have to get the best out of your personnel on offense. And that doesn't always mirror just shooting three balls, as we can see.
Will, before you go, now you were with Denver just last season, and then, you know, an offseason, everybody knows you were traded to Washington, and then, you know, you played for Toronto as well. I'm sure you're happy for your guys. I'm sure you're still friends with a lot of those guys. But is it a bit bittersweet? Is it like, man, I was just there. You know, I should have won that with them or anything like that?
You know, it's definitely it's two things, man. I look at it like, man, it's definitely tough because, you know, I was a part of that team, that organization, that city, for eight seasons. And, you know, when I first got there, we weren't good. No one was in the arena, really. And I was one of the pieces that helped, you know, build that franchise back up and turn it into a playoff team and then to a championship contender. And, you know, so you always, you know, want to see it through and hopefully get it done. So on that side, of course. But at the same time, man, things are going to happen, and what's meant to be is meant to be. I wasn't meant to be on the team that obviously won the championship, and they got it done. So, you know, I'm always going to be happy for Jokic because I've seen his potential. Same with, you know, Jamal and Coach Malone. So, like I said, it's a 50-50 thing, man. At the end of the day, you know, you want to win one, but I look at it like, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. You know, our guys kept getting hurt when I was there. And, you know, Jamal was finally healthy and Jokic stayed healthy. And I knew if those two stayed healthy, they would win a championship no matter, you know, who was around them, because they're that special and they're that good. As long as everyone bought in and, you know, the NBA is full of good, you know, role players. So those two were the major keys. And not saying that the other guys didn't play well, because they did, man. Give all those guys the credit. But, you know, there's a stars lead, man. The stars make it easy for the role players to perform. And, you know, once the stars out there, you know, the role players will do their job and you can win.
Will, great stuff, man. Real talk.
No doubt.
We
very
appreciate
good.
You joining us. We'll have you on again. And good luck with everything moving forward, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys for having me on.
And, Will, you know I'm here for you, man. Seriously, anything I could do to help you along in your journey to being on television and radio and being a broadcaster, please reach out to me.
I'm gonna reach out to you for sure, man. I still got a couple years left in this NBA.
Yes.
Game, but,
I know that.
You're not done.
I know that. I've just said when you're ready. I'm not trying to push you out of the league too quickly.
No, for sure, man. Though I appreciate you, Rob.
All right. Take
it easy, brother. Thanks, man.
Now he did a nice job there. Yeah,
he did. He did a good job. You know, just, I mean, not afraid, didn't sound afraid to give his opinion.
I'm not against athletes being on. That's not what I'm against. You know I'm not. But some of our closest friends
Rob is a legend in this industry, but because he says, and look, and Barkley is one of one, too.
He is one of one.
I mean, he does say some stuff that people might think is off the wall. He's one of one.
He lost one of his best friends, Michael Jordan.
Because he was willing to speak his mind.
I'm just saying, let's just keep it real.
All right. Michael Malone, Rob, he ain't being humble in victory. I'm here for it, but he ain't being humble in victory. All right, that's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on the TV Theme Songs Thursday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And the fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds, man, they are just what you need to reset your day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. All right, Rob, the Nuggets, of course, had their parade today. And the head coach, Michael Malone, like we said, he as soon as they won the championship, as soon as the mic got in his face, he said, "We're not satisfied with just one." Then they got to the podium, and he said, "We want to be a dynasty. That's the next step." And then at the parade, here's what he said during an interview.
"He came into this world as the son of a coach, but in these playoffs, he became the Lakers' daddy." "So I tell you what, NBA, put that in your pipe and smoke it."
Wow, they having fun. Hey,
I love
it. Victor go to spoils. And Rob, he was on the Pat McAfee, Michael Malone. That was not him. That was, of course, a broadcaster there at the parade. But Malone did go on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he said this. "Speaking of the Lakers," this is a direct quote, "speaking of the Lakers, I just want you guys to know this is breaking news. I'm thinking about retiring." He said that with a laugh. And then, of course, I'm only kidding.
Right.
Rob, a shot.
At LeBron James. Right. That was a LeBron.
And Mike coached LeBron, was an assistant on those great Cavs teams before LeBron went to Miami. So he knows LeBron. But, Rob, what do you think of that?
I'm all right with it. It's just fun, having fun in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron got so much attention after it. I just think it was a play on it. I don't think it was mean-spirited at all. I think it was cool.
No, I don't think that.
Right?
But I do think that Michael Malone, and I mean, come on, we saw it throughout the playoffs. He was bothered. He was motivated, and his players, I'm sure, were motivated as well by the fact that they weren't getting a lot of love. Right? I mean, we all overlooked them. You know, most people overlooked them and didn't give them much of a shot to win the championship.
Nope.
And he seized on that smartly to get his team, you know, motivated. But I also think he was legitimately upset and bothered by the fact that they were being overlooked and that a lot of people, not you, but me and others, thought that the Lakers and an older LeBron James would take them out. And not only did they not take them out, they didn't even get a game.
They got swept. You remember, I wasn't buying into it. You know that. But a lot of people were, Chris. And you're not alone. A lot of people thought that the Lakers were going to the championship. They really did.
Yeah. And I mean, Denver beat them. And again, this kind of plays into the motivation, Rob. Denver beat them worse than anybody. Even the Timberwolves got a game off
right.
Denver.
Think about that.
Phoenix got two. Miami got one. They swept the Lakers and won two in L.A. Like, so, you know, look, I like it. Michael Malone, I know him. He was an assistant, Rob, with the Knicks when I covered the Knicks and Jeff Van Gundy was the head coach. We play ball together. Mike is feisty, man. He is a competitor, and you can see. I mean, it's obvious now. I don't have to tell you that. But he's a competitor, and I think he's, you know, he's going to come out next year just as hungry to win a championship. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.